Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast. Of course.
Best in the world.
Yay, yay!
Can you hear me now? Shit.
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Oh, geez. Hell, welcome, everyone, to a very special Don't Know What the Hell I'm Doing podcast.
Apparently.
Yeah, this is weird. Well, hello, everyone. This is Comic Nation Radio, episode zero, the return of the Comic Nation, live, at least. This is kind of a test type, episode, as well as work out all the kinks and whatnot. Boost, why don't you explain to everybody while I try to invite people that are supposed to be on here to the podcast?
Well, this podcast is a podcast that's about comic books and all kinds of other things related to comic books. Actually, you know what? We're going to a whole new thing here where we do whatever the hell we want to do. Including comics, movies, video games, anything along those lines. We really always focused on comics and on, like, you know, movies specifically relating to comics, but we're going the new path, and it's the same thing as our website, and we're focusing on, like I said, whatever the fudge we want to talk about. And I cannot wait to explore more stuff like that doesn't have any restraints to the comic book genre specifically. So it's going to be fun. I mean, Coram, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like what we did before.
Yeah, but no. I think that we were more held to a personal goal of staying with comics and everything and weekly comic reviews and all that stuff. But, you know, this time I think we're going to go a little more casual and a little more fun, I think.
Yeah, hopefully we could we won't be all antsy in the pantsy all the time and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because everyone knows that comic books haven't been that great for the past, I don't know, half a year.
Oh God, no. It's been pretty boring.
I mean, like, I've been interested in, like, a lot of the movie stuff, which, you know, we'll probably get to and all this stuff, and in my, like, when I was thinking about, hey, what should we talk about on this episode? I mean, of course, I was like, well, I mean, the comic books that came out, there was, like, Justice League and all that stuff, but I don't know. For episode zero, it should be, like, an introduction of us to the people that don't know how we are, that don't know that we're crazy and we do all this crap. I mean, what our likes and dislikes are. And one subject that we could bring up is the movies that are about to come out. Like, right now it's 2015, right? Well, if they're listening, if they're listening to this, like, you know, in the past, which technically would be a lot of people, you know, but not like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be, like, clever.
I don't know if people are going to listen to this in a goddamn DeLorean or not.
New discoveries. The Outback is full of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we going back to the Outback? Okay. So you guys know, there's a lot of crazy references to things like, you know, Outback Steakhouse, old Missy Elliott songs. Who knows what the hell we're going to talk about? So we're going to get to those things when we get to it. You know, like, you know, put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it. You know, just stuff like that. So... we're going to do all kinds of things.
It's your freaking Nick, Jorgen.
Yeah, can we give her a friend yet?
But I'll be... I forgot how Block Talk Radio was. How
you
easy
know,
it was to destroy
you know,
people.
Just jerk off into a trash can. Let's just do it.
Yeah, you know. Eric, do you jerk off in a trash can?
Only once.
All right. Well, now we got... all three of us on finally. I don't even know how you guys are connected. Is that through?
Hey, let's maybe introduce ourselves. What is your name, Corum?
Well, it's Mark or Corum TV, as a lot of people know me as.
The goddamn Sasquatch himself.
The goddamn Batman. No, yeah, I do comic book reviews on YouTube. I do movie reviews on YouTube. I'm the one that kind of. Technically, just came up the name of Comic Nation, and then it kind of built into this thing. I mean, and then later on, we got people like, you know, Booster, which is you.
Yes, that's me.
That's you.
Yeah. And then, it was Eric, which is Mr. Tenacious Rick. You want to say hi, Eric?
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, that's Eric. Hey, it was Eric Corum. And I, was it just you two at first?
No, it was me, and then
that one freaking Spaniard that we used to have on here.
Alex. Jess,
is that racist? I don't even
know. No, he cut my lawn. That was the joke. I hope to God I could find that clip. I don't care if he's not on the show. I still want to use it.
So for the new listeners that think continuity is an issue, there you go.
Yeah. This is why it's episode zero. You know,
yeah. So we're starting fresh with racism and all kinds of stuff. So get ready
awesome.
For that.
I'm not. Racist.
I'm excited.
Thank you, Eric. I can't believe you're on here, Eric. Also known to some people as Tenacious Rick or that dude that draws on Comic Crazy Reviews.
Yeah, that I don't think I've been Tenacious Rick for like 5 years now. But yeah, that's cool.
You know what? I keep calling you that because. That's what you wanted to be called.
That's your fucking name.
Yeah, it's actually my birth name. My parents.
You might know him on the internet for playing with lots of action figures on a comic book reviewing YouTube, but, you know, it's all cool. We accept all kinds of forms and shapes here.
And then, you know, Booster, you could expect to see no videos from him.
Yeah.
And Corum, you could expect to see Corum's videos once every 7 months.
Yes. Well, I took a break, and you know what? I'm back from the break because I'm paying a lot of money for this crap. So, I mean, I'm investing my money into the podcast, into the website, all that stuff. And speaking of that, since introductions are out of the way somewhat, and it's been like 20 minutes into the show, this podcast technically is brought to us by another website other than our own, which is thecombination.com. To go there, is hugenerd.net. This is an affiliation website. We're all part of that site too, and mostly it's because it's a broader spectrum. It's mostly videos per se, but it's more collaboration and stuff. Just think of us as we're like Give me a very famous ship.
We're the Mayflower of the battalion.
Yeah, we're pilgrims. We're gonna kill all the Indians.
we come with Mithril Latin blankets.
We come with smallpox and peace. Yeah, so we have we're kind of our own thing, and we're also part of a bigger thing too. So make sure to go to that website. Is that's going to be like starting up? I guess 2016 as well. I don't know.
Well, technically, it was supposed to start. Like we've done some soft releases, I guess you could say.
Yeah, but very soft releases.
That's what my wife calls it.
Well,
I know.
I have nothing.
You too?
Yep.
Got enough.
Oh, soft, boy.
What the hell does soft releases mean?
We know. Anyway.
No, this isn't a marriage thing. You're making me feel stupid.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hey, so you guys know, also, if you guys check up our on our Twitter as well, it's twitter.com/thecomicnation or @thecomicnation on Twitter. Everything we do on here is linked through there, and you can see our, just some things on there that we've posted in the past and catch up on all of Jimmy's history and, some kind of stuff like that.
I'm going to bitch you out on this podcast right now for that. I shit you not. All right. We had hiatus time, right? And comic books, nothing going on. And that's our major function. That's how we created the show that became a snowball of epic insanity. But it was comic books. And the comic book thing is, like, I guess it's not dying, but it's at a stage where, like, fuck, I don't want to really read anything right now. Because it's
cancer.
Yeah, or two. one of them. But the fact of the matter is, it's not great. And, like, continuity's broken. You have Marvel, where I have no idea where to start.
Oh, my God. I'm just waiting for
Marvel
to, like, literally
start
reboot.
Nowhere, because it sucks.
Well, we'll get into that in this show as well. But just quickly, a little sum up of this. If you've noticed our voices before, you probably heard us from another thing on Block Talk Radio. And I don't know what the name of it is now. It may be Huge Nerd Network. I'm not sure because they did change it. But it was BKBN BKBN Network, Podcast Network or something. And we were the Combination Live, which some people may know. We're all over the place right now. It's all right. It's only 12 minutes into the show. Only 12 minutes.
It's our episode zero trial run of this of using Blog Talk again. We haven't used Blog Talk in like 2 years, and we were on a feed through Stitcher, or what was that thing we were using for our podcast? But it was a pain in the ass having to edit all these podcasts, and we're lazy bitches. So now we're just using Blog Talk Live again.
Well, I mean, also you got to remember this too. In my opinion, we were really fucking funny with these audio clips and shit.
Yeah, and they were hard to do without this format.
Exactly, because timing, I can't say I'm playing music in this area. It wouldn't be funny. And plus, it was better to do skits that you guys didn't know about and then just fucking throw it to you. That was the best.
It was fun times back then.
Yeah, then we grew up. Booster, I mean, God damn, you're grown up now.
I finally am not a virgin.
I know. It was 9 months ago. I mean, now you got a kid now. And then, like, Eric's married.
What?
I'm going to die alone. It's going to be fantastic.
Are you still dating toilet women, Coram?
Toilet women? not at the moment, but. I mean, who knows? Like I said, people may listen to this in the past. I mean, in the future, and I may be dating a toilet woman. Who knows?
I'm always open to a good toilet woman.
I'm always open for the VD. That should be my wrestling name, VD. So anyway, speaking of that, let's get into some comic book stuff. And the first thing I want to bring up is, lo and behold, if you guys don't know, this is the introduction, so you're going to find out now. I'm into DC more than Marvel. However, I still like Marvel. Booster, you're the same way, right?
Yeah, you know, more DC than anything else, but I do like some Marvel, realistically, and I really love a lot of Image and Boom and all that shit, too.
Well, we're not talking about the indie stuff, because the indie stuff to me right now is like the gold and shit. I feel like such a... one of those fucking assholes that are in this shop. I only read independent books. Like, it's fucking killing me. And then, Eric, you used to be a big Marvel fan, and then you kind of converted into, like, being more of a DC fan.
Since we started doing this, Marvel has done nothing good. So it's been, like, 5 years. They've done nothing good. Like,
bad.
Nothing. Like, okay, so what's going on with them right now? What's it called?
Secret Wars?
Okay, yeah. But yet there's still two issues behind, but they have all the other issues that happen afterwards. So why do you even need to read it? I stopped reading it after, like, issue three. It made no sense.
Dude, I got to tell you, this is the worst part about that. I told myself, I'm like, all right, once that event ends, I'm going to read it.
I'm sure it started.
It's been like a year, and it hasn't.
I like how Old Man
Logan. There's only 9 issues.
I like how Old Man Logan is flirting with young Jean Grey in the new X-Men book. But there literally is no explanation for how he's there.
I like how basically in the new book, though, he's not even old. He just looks old. At least in Old Man Logan, you could tell he was old. Now he's just like, hey, I'm Wolverine, but I have gray hair.
I did.
What up?
Yeah. What up?
But, like, the sad thing about that is, like, I was literally waiting for that book to end. Kind of like the DC one where I'm like, all right, Darkseid War. I'll jump in when it's safe to jump in because I was reading it, but like I was like not like I wanted to read it all at once.
Darkseid War is way better.
It has been way better. That's why
I just don't get the continuity because if you read Batman and then you read Darkseid War, it's like, okay.
Well,
this takes place
way after the current events.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's what I would bring up with the DC thing. But the thing with Marvel, the only thing that I've been enjoying has been, and I feel like a little kid, but my favorite villain, Carnage, because it has nothing to do with anything else. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. It was all right.
I mean, like, writing-wise, I liked it. The art, it looks like everyone's taking a shit.
Yeah, like, the artist of that book is Mike Perkins, who's a personal friend of mine. We go on lunch dates together, and I don't appreciate your words of that his character looks like you're shitting.
Then Mr. Perkins, can you please do me a favor? And if you're going to draw Eddie Brock, don't make him look like he's taking a shit.
I'll let him know.
I mean, it could be the inking, but I don't know. Because there's 3 separate panels that make him look like he's shitting. And he's talking about, put me in, coach. Out of those words, what makes you look like
I love how at the horrible end of the Venom series, remember how that ended? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. The first, 30 issues were fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But and Eddie Brock was a fucking beast.
No, that was Flash Thompson.
No, Eddie Brock when he was
Flash Thompson.
Toxin.
Oh, the Toxin thing. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying when he was Toxin, and they turn him into in the new Carnage series, like real weird. It must be Secret Wars effect on everything.
No. If you want to think about effectiveness wise, I got a lot of some comments, and the weird thing is, like, I did a preview of, like, hey, this is what the Combination videos are going to be like, and I did a Carnage review because that was the latest thing I read, and I was like, okay, I'll just throw it out there and see if everybody likes it. And the first thing I got was, when are you going to review Axis? And I told him no, because, all right, what is the one thing that Carnage cannot be? Like, good.
A good guy?
Yeah. And what is he in Axis?
A good guy.
A douchebag?
Douchebag, yes. A douchebag good guy. And supposedly, because I didn't read Axis, I gave up on it. He saved everybody from a bomb. So Spider-Man built him a statue. You know, the guy that murdered millions of people. You gotta build
that doesn't make any sense. Ugh.
It's like the Jews building the statue of Hitler.
You know what? Now I know why we stopped doing this. I'm out of here.
Don't you leave me, girl. But like, that dumb shit is going on. Like, okay, we had Deadpool being written by the comedian. What was his name?
Oh, Brian Posehn.
Yeah.
That was
awesome.
What the fuck?
Dude, it's not here anymore.
Because he's sniffing glue somewhere. I don't know.
Dude, like, the Good, Bad, and Ugly was one of the greatest stories I've read since I've been reviewing comic books. And it's a Deadpool comic.
I know. And what about that Deadpool movie? It was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
anyway.
I love it when he made fun of Green Lantern. Fucking asshole.
Ah, bitch.
Yeah, he is. I feel like he betrayed me. I don't, like, I want to punch him. But then he's trying to run
okay.
Himself, like, I love you, Smoking Aces.
But still, Booster Gold's never going to get a movie, so I can't.
Well, sorry, he'll be on TV again. For the
fourth
time. He's been on, like, every goddamn fucking, like, DC-type show, though.
Yep, you're right.
I mean, he's about to break the surface. It's like that water tension. It can't be broken. Speaking of that, let's talk about
some
DC shit.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, water tension is when it's the surface.
Don't try to sound
water.
Smart, Cora.
So when, let's say you jump off of a bridge, that water surface tension, because you're going so goddamn fast, is the reason why you break your legs.
But when it's water, and it makes splashes, and it's all, like, watery.
The tension of the water, you breaking that, is the inertia.
But like, I like taking baths in water, and it's all watery. I like splashing with my rubber ducky and
splash,
yep.
Taking a bath. I don't
yelling at my
what
wife.
The hell are you guys talking about?
I don't know. Let's talk about DC. Okay.
But yeah,
so,
DC Comics.
Yeah, DC Comics. I'm thinking of a rubber duck, not you fucking asshole. All right, so we have like, the continuity
thinking
is
about
broken.
Spencer
in
the
fault.
Sub. That's weird.
God damn, stop it. Oh, by the way. Eric, how are you still alive? I thought Boston got nuked.
I think that was a long time ago.
I think literally, isn't everyone in Boston a terrorist?
No. No, you're thinking of another joke that's really dark. I was making a Fallout joke.
Oh, no one plays that.
Fuck you, I do. It's a great game.
Nope.
Dude, I'm in that game, actually.
Exactly. He has to be because it's in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I always think of Quorum when I play that game because of the Mongoloids.
I mean, it's a birth defect. Anyway, DC Comics, the problem with DC Comics right now is the continuity. Now, it's been known that events are always the end game of continuity. That's been the case since Blackest Night, where they announced that, all right, Blackest Night happened after all the other shit going on this year has happened. So that is the end game.
Okay, but
and
yeah,
the same thing was said about Darkseid War. It basically everything that you are reading right now, it will conclude, and that status quo is where Darkseid War is.
Start,
and there's a
yes.
big problem with that. There's two comic books that don't make any fucking sense. That's Batman, which we knew he was gonna just return.
Oh, come on, you know it's gonna make sense though. Superman's going to get his powers back somehow, and Batman's going to be Batman again.
Okay,
how
about Green Lantern? There's no Green Lantern Corps.
This there is. They're just missing.
Oh.
Read a fucking book, Corum.
I have! That's the problem!
It's not his fault he can't read. He just looks at the picture.
I look at the pretty pictures and how Jordan looked like a pretty woman throughout the whole entire fucking year until the last one where he cut his hair, thankfully. And mind you, if your hair grows that long, wouldn't you have a fucking beard?
Is Guy Gardner still, like, all long-haired and bearded?
No. Guy Gardner's, like, missing.
Is he still a Red Lantern?
No, he's a Green Lantern. Because...
Wait, what is he?
Green Lantern.
He's a Brown Lantern.
Wait, I thought once you become a Red Lantern, you can't, like, take the ring off anymore.
No,
like
because
that.
Of magic. I don't fucking know. They explained it in the dumbest way.
Gypsy magic.
Gypsy magic.
For a limited time, rediscover...
Really?
Well, thanks, Steakhouse. Now, like, the thing is, I don't know where it's going, like, per se, right? Like,
I don't know where it was.
And that's the thing, but, like, I know the end game is going to be the beginning of Darkseid War. However, Darkseid War is at part two, technically, because the second act is about to happen. So that means we have to wait even longer for a fucking conclusion to these stories that we don't know the end game to.
By March, it'll be back to where it was. The solicitations show Superman back in his suit and Batman back as Batman.
Is it going to be magic and everyone in the world's going to forget who Superman is now?
Everyone's going
to
be like, "He
swear to God, not again." I can't say,
John's going to give everyone a lantern ring and they're all going to fly around and sucking each other's dicks. I don't know.
Hey, time out. If you're making dick fun constructs of any goddamn fucking event that had a lantern ring in it, I'll kill you. Because that's 10 times better than what's going on right now. I love gods. But like,
shut your whore mouth.
You do, you fucking... You Grant Morrison little bitch.
When you're right, you're right.
I told you I would never write another type book
that's
again.
That's British. That's a British accent. But
yeah.
Scottish. Scottish.
I got to get it right, Superman.
That's like...
He's like, yeah, get guy right, Superman!
I got him right, Superman!
Bloody Superman.
He has a suit, no? But like, oh god, that was horrible.
That was terrible.
But at least I can say this though. Like in the shit of Green Lantern, and like you know, Batman's still good. It's still like you still read
it.
Oh,
Batman
and Darkseid War
is
great.
Awesome.
And Green Lantern, oh shit! But Sinestro's all right. You know, like
see, I don't. I haven't read
a Green Lantern book in like over a year.
I have not hated Green Lantern. I don't think it's that bad.
It's bad. It's bad.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. I know, and the worst thing is, I have this weird theory. This is the worst thing. I literally think he's trying to erase everything Geoff John has done to the character and make Hal Jordan to Kyle Reynard.
Reynard.
This is... Fuck you. I don't give a shit. the thing is, he makes him a hippie fucking thing that has no core, that's Kyle. Being the only Green Lantern, that's Kyle. Having him have a unique costume that's not like the Green Lantern costume, but it's black and white, like Kyle. Being a boring like Kyle. And making all these unique constructs and making him being a renegade and like a lost soul like Kyle Reynard. And throughout this, you have Sinestro killing off all the damn cores. Like there's one Indigo Lantern now, and it's Indigo One. I know Mook was your favorite Lantern. Eric, he's dead.
Oh, really? That's too bad.
What the fuck are we even talking about?
Where the fuck am I? But, like, dude, that's bullshit. Like, what else was the other thing? Oh, yeah, the Red Lanterns. Fucking, dude, Lobo killed Dexstar and Atrocitas. And I was about to throw out the fucking book, and then they
really?
Came back. I was fine. They came back in the blood. I was like, dude.
I would love to see you just throwing a book away. Just walking out of the trash.
The worst thing is I have an iPad, so I would throw the iPad away.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm reading
it. Deleted it off here. No, the whole thing.
No, I have to make a statement. They need to know.
It could come back.
But the worst thing is, Lobo, the new Lobo, if you guys don't know out there, Lobo isn't the Lobo that we all love. With the Dolphins.
Is he still the emo kid?
Dolphins. Yeah, it's a fucking emo guy. I don't know why. But this emo guy has been, like, fucking just killing shit. No humor, just assassin. And, you know, it has this somewhat, like, generic fucking feel to it. Like, Lobo was generic 90s, like, guy, big arms and fucking bikes and chains that don't fucking matter around him. But yet, he was cool because he, like, space dolphins.
I like that how you just said that he was sassy. I almost... That's my...
He was sassy.
You don't mess with Sam. He's hardcore.
You know what I mean? You want some sweet tea?
What the fuck?
I don't know. I was just thinking of how to use that voice. Anyway, the thing is, like, he was killing all these lanterns, and he was doing it for Sinestro. And, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, because of Cataclysm, or what the fuck was the name of that event?
I don't even remember half the names.
Convergence?
Yeah, Convergence. Did that shit matter with Lobo being an automated Red Lantern when he needs to be?
That wasn't... Convergence was a tangent storyline that didn't take place. It didn't...
Oh, yeah, really? Really, Booster? Then why is Parallax in Green Lantern?
I don't know. I'm Red Green Lantern.
I know you didn't. I was
Guys, I just want to say, I'm going to bring back an old familiar sound to this podcast.
All right, drinking. You fucking alcoholic.
That's the sound of alcoholism.
That's the sound of diabetes. But, like, well, it has hops in it. The thing is,
I just feel like I have to drink every time we talk about comics because.
That's what we're doing.
I just get aggravated because they're doing so bad.
Who saw The Force Awakens?
I did.
Okay. It was good, yo.
Well, here comes some spoilers, so anyway.
I don't give a fuck if you spoil it or not.
No, it was hilarious. So last night, we were leaving the movie, right? And me and my brother were talking about the X-Men trailer. And we were talking about how, like, you know, we like Apocalypse. And I was like, oh, dude, I totally wish that they could bring back the voice of the Apocalypse from the cartoon. But unfortunately, he's dead. And, like, I said that, and some guy was walking in, and he's like, la, 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 like, he didn't want to hear what I had to say. And I was spoiling the movie. I'm like, I was literally not even talking about Star Wars. But anyway.
Boston people.
I posted on 4chan last night. Spoilers. Just to be a dick.
Did you really?
Wow.
You would do that, wouldn't you?
I put it in a code, in a sentence. Like the first letter
the
of every
blah 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 dies. That's my code.
No, I put in there like I put a sentence in, and the first letter of every word spelled out a big thing that happened in the movie.
All right, I got a question for you.
Jar
Jar Binks
is a bad guy.
You have a kid, and you have time to friggin' sit there for like what would it take you like 3 hours to do that?
I just left the kid in the car.
He is a magical mind.
During Star Wars, you just left the kid in the car.
I cracked a window.
It was an indoor parking lot.
It's lukewarm out there in Florida.
It was like 9 degrees out. It's fine. He likes the warm.
How else is he going to be a man? He has to learn to fight the elements, you know? First
trying to get him a job, too.
Hey, Corm, you need to back off. That's my son you're talking about.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, jeez. I wish I had a... Oh, man. All right, I'm not going to do this because it would be bad, but I was literally thinking about doing an audio clip of just whenever, like, you would start talking, I would have, like, a space age, like, you know, sound effect. And be like, Dad, it's me, your son. Because you picked this for the comic of the week, you gave me diabetes. change the pick quickly.
You're
and then
up.
Just have you just be like, you motherfucker. But I wasn't going to do that because that would be wrong.
What's wrong with you? You have some respect.
New discoveries. The Outback is full of them.
Yeah, they are.
Thanks, I'm glad we were reminded of that fucking horrible joke.
Well, that was your first funny joke. Jeez.
Out the Outback.
Stay rooster straight. But yeah, fuck it. I hate my life. we talked about Marvel, we talked about DC. How about the movies that are going to come out this year, right? Next year. There's a couple of them. Let's start with the minute one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Hold on, let me get another drink.
Luke is Leia's dad.
I can't. I just can't talk about Ninja Turtles. It's terrible.
Why? Dude,
that's
Arrow's in it.
Oh, my
and
God.
And the wrestler, Sheamus, is in it.
Isn't Arrow playing Bebop?
No.
So
no,
I can I say the only... the only good thing about this movie is the fact that they added the sewer launcher as
yeah,
into their
yeah.
actual car.
Dude, I
so,
when I saw that, I'm like, oh my God, toy.
It was literally a giant toy commercial. The actual trailer for the movie is a toy commercial.
So who
yeah,
is April
then they
Neal?
Can make it there, the fucker.
Is Megan Fox playing Leonardo?
Yes.
No, she's playing.
Luckily, though, Johnny Knoxville isn't the voice of Leonardo anymore, which is good because that was terrible.
Wait, he was?
Yep.
Wow, I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other,
I just
like,
don't understand how they're. How can you be a ninja if you look like you weigh 300 pounds? I don't get it.
Hey, Darth Vader's dead.
Why'd you gotta spoil that, man? People thought he was gonna come back.
Nope.
I was actually waiting for Hayden Christensen to show up as a ghost.
Hey, Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren is Luke Skywalker.
That is the dumbest thing that people say. But here's a true story is that James Bond is in Star Wars.
Yeah, what an awesome cameo, by the way. That we didn't even get to see.
Was Spider-Man in it, too?
No, Daniel Craig is actually in
the
Star
Wars. Get the fuck out of here. This is a Disney movie. So stop it.
Yeah, Spider-Man's a Disney movie.
I don't want to hear this.
Spider-Man could be in Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired of
all
the Star Wars.
You know what they're
going to
do, right?
Because,
you know,
I mean,
they're
going to
make Star Wars. Star Wars is going to be one of the Earths now, one of the ultimate or different dimensions in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, man. You know what I also can't stand?
Mickey Mouse is going to be in the next.
In the trailer for Independence Day 17, when they said, they don't say Welcome to Earth in it. And it really upset me.
You know what upset me? Jeff Goldblum.
He's like,
aliens. You know what? Did you guys hear about what they do to Will Smith's character in that movie?
He died in a plane crash.
Yeah, he dies in an experimental plane crash. It's like you can only read about it online on their viral website or something like that.
He's like, welcome
to
Earth. Oh shit!
I love the fact that he could last through going against aliens, but just a malfunction takes out that motherfucker.
Well,
quick.
Yeah. That completely reminded me of, you guys remember Final Destination, the original one? The main character, he survived through all that crap.
Yeah! And then a random brick falls from the sky.
Yeah, she reads the newspaper and says a brick falls on his head.
I like when that was so hilarious when that happened. He looks up and says, welcome to Earth, and he gets killed.
Welcome to Earth.
Dude, you know what I'm upset about, though, is the fact that Randy Quaid isn't in this movie as a cyborg. Pretty
oh,
sure
man.
They should be.
Dude, what if he's like the leader of like the cyborg initiative?
He's part of the aliens now.
What if he comes down and he's all like, blah, 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 I'm back.
I'm back. They were really.
What
nice
do you?
Movies.
Why do you? As much as it's awesome that he's in it because he had the best speech, but why does Bill Pullman need to be in it? Because there's no way he's still the president after 20 years.
I don't know. No, dude, that was from the first movie.
No, I know that. No, I know the speech was, but he's actually in the movie. He's an old guy with a beard.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in the trailer. That was the best speech.
Oh, once president, always president.
Oh, I forgot.
But what's he gonna do against the aliens? He's gonna be like, hey, once again, we will not go quietly into the night. You know all that.
He's gonna
go get him, guys.
He's gonna say, welcome to Earth.
I think his movie is just gonna be terrible.
You know what the worst thing is? Thankfully, they didn't do this. What would a good sequel name be for this movie? You can't make anything good. Like, you can't say Independence Day 2.
Independence Day. Again.
Celebrate your independence again from the aliens that were totally a ripoff of the Xenomorphs.
So,
but,
hold on. Do they come back on Independence Day, though?
Independence Day, Operation Earth. That'd be good.
Get off my Earth.
Independence Day, Christmas.
Independence Day, Thanksgiving. And they're just like confused and just like, no, it comes out though, Christmas Day.
What if it was like Independence Day, fuck you.
Independence Day 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Independence USA. Day, because we know you'll pay to see it.
Independence
because
Day,
we did say what happened to Will Smith out loud.
Well, they did that with
Son, though.
They did that in XXX too, when they just basically say that, hey, Xander Cage is dead. Like, but now they're doing another XXX with Vin Diesel, so I don't know. Maybe Will Smith's still alive.
Wait, hold on a second. There's another XXX movie coming out.
What was Independence Day?
Why?
We Are the Men in Black.
Plus, Vin Diesel's like, crap, Riddick didn't do anything, so I need to do Fast and Furious, and I need to do XXX because those made me money.
Dude, now he's going to do the Pacifier 2. No, he can't because The Rock did that, didn't he?
The Rock did not do Pacifier 2.
Okay, oh no, that was the Tooth Fairy.
He should never have done the Pacifier 1. I'm surprised.
You're the funny thing is, he probably made more money by just saying, I am Groot.
Oh, I know.
Is that fucked up? It's weird.
I never saw it.
Welcome to Earth.
He did this at the end. Spoiler, he did say, we are Groot. So he changed it up a little bit at the end of
Oh, man, dude. License fucking spoiled.
Yeah, fucking spoiler alert.
You ruined the character with that one fucking word. Goddamn piece of shit. Anyway, you know a movie that is not getting enough like hype, I think? It's probably because it's like almost still somewhat of a year away. Suicide Squad.
Ooh.
Sorry, Will.
I don't know. Am I the only one not excited about this movie?
I'm excited.
I'm excited because the director said... But here's the thing. All directors say this shit. Because he's saying that all these characters are kind of, like, mentally and, like, physically kind of messed up. And, like, they have to come together, you know, to defeat this thing, and some of them aren't going to make it. So you know the fodder is going to be the characters that, like, Slipknot. I totally forgot about that goddamn guy, but I guess he's in this movie.
I think he'd be like, I put my fingers into my eyes.
Would you put the hands in the air? you gotta watch Disney Channel. Like,
I'm not gonna take it.
But like, God damn it! But like, Will Smith being Deadshot is still bothersome to me. It's not because you know he's black. It's because he's Will Smith.
How is he going to be Deadshot and he can't even come back as, like, the main character from Independence Day? I don't know.
No, it's like, all right, Deadshot's a cool character. I like the character. Like, in the New 52, he was one of my favorite characters because they made him into the leader of the Suicide Squad. He was so badass. To get anything done, the mission done, he was willing to sacrifice, like, even his own life, like, blasting a hole into him so he shot the bad guy. Like, that's pretty badass, right?
John McClane did it years ago. God damn it.
And also, in the comic books, he did fuck Harley Quinn, this new whorish, like, rendition of Harley Quinn, let's be honest, the New 52 Harley Quinn is better than the old one. Yes, you can't deny it, because in Suicide Squad, she was more crazy. Like, her origin in Suicide Squad sucked, but the remake that they did for, I forgot who did it.
I don't know.
It's the people that are doing it now.
Oh, Amanda Connor
they did the origin. They kind of like fleshed it out better. It's not just a chick that broke in and then fucking got dumped into water, and that's why she has two colors hair. Like, we got a better explanation than that. But like, it's just that character, in my opinion, grew so much in the New 52. And I remember when the New 52 happened, a lot of, like, Harley fans out there and Joker fans hated the idea of her looking like a slut. And they would not, like, even attempt to read anything about her. And, like, around when that Secret Origin came out, they were still like that. And I'm wondering if they're going to have a problem with this rendition of Harley Quinn in the movie, because it seems like she's batshit crazy, very sexualized. She licks the bars, you know. She does a little strip tease in the thing. Well, a weird song's going on, which I found out was an ABBA song. I don't like disco, so I don't know. Yeah, I started the joke. That was a bark. But like, to me, that if they do Killer Croc correctly, because every time he's been a spotlight in a like comic, like you know when we had the villains like Unleashed type thing when Forever Evil happened, where everybody got a one shot.
Yeah, it was wrong.
Like his was great. Sorry, I was drinking. His was great. Freaking, well, Bane's not in there. Harley Quinn's was great too, because she actually killed like all those kids.
That was so great.
Yeah, like it's just like her going around putting bombs in, and you don't think she's gonna do it, but she does, and she feels really bad about it, but she still does it. Like, why?
I don't know. I stopped reading Harley Quinn. Are you guys still reading
it? I'm not, no lie. I actually stopped reading it too. I was really enjoying it at first, but I don't know.
Like around issue 20, I stopped reading it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for like the next arc to show up and see what happens with that.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that for a lot of those series for DC, because it seems like everything is like on autopilot to nosedive down, and then just the relaunch. Or at least the next, like, you know, arc, per se.
I don't know. The comic's been so disappointing lately. Star Wars is good. Batman, Justice League, and Secret Six is really good. That's, like, the only comics I'm reading right now. And I'm so disappointed with comics in general. Are you guys feel the same way?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Forum's going to hate me, but I'm just mostly reading indie books.
No, I don't hate you for that, because I agree with that. They're like, the indie books that are coming out from IDW and Image, and, like, I've been reading them, and, like, the bad thing is, like, issue 1 and 2, I get really into it, and then they kind of lose me.
Yeah.
Like, there was this thing called Postal, right?
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, it was about an autistic guy. I'm like, that is something that's never been done, right? Having, a viewpoint of an autistic, you know, gentleman going to solve a murder. And then it kind of lost me, because it got really onto the Image train of bizarre. I don't know how else to say it. You know what I mean? Like, small town murder cult thing?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I can see what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's no Image.
Just shut your mouth.
There's all kinds of tropes. There's no tropes of Image comics. There's like, that's why they're Image. They're not like the other.
Okay, all right, sorry. The indie 90s scene where everything has to be total gore and very bland and have something
Liefeld.
Unique inside the. Yeah, not Liefeld. That's just bad writing and bad art. Because he can't draw fucking feet. Still, you know?
He can't draw proportionate bodies either, but yeah, just the feet, huh?
That reminds me of Hawk and Dove.
I'm not even kidding. I have this Captain America comic, and I'm like, what is... He's supposed to be sideways, but his chest comes out all the way.
You have that?
Yeah.
That's the most famous like image he's ever made.
Someone look up Grifter number 13.
Yeah.
Or I think it's number 0 or 13. The 0, the issue where it's like in history. I think it's issue 0. The cover has him bursting out of like the white background, and he doesn't have an arm. It's just like his shoulder attaches to his hand.
I actually got into an argument with Liefeld on Twitter about the Patriots.
You think you're fucking cool? Hilarious.
No, he hates them so much, and I got mad.
Dude, the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. Come on.
Probably, but, you know, I'm just saying. This was actually last year.
I'm Tom Brady. I can break the rules. I'm Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Fuck you, I'm Tom Brady. I get away with it.
I don't know football. Man. I don't know what this
is.
Manziel
can't even party without becoming third string.
Ball foot games? I don't know.
Johnny Clipboard?
No, that wasn't even a clipboard. I heard it was one of the Microsoft Surfaces.
Paul's
poster game? No. It's funny because, little side note, I'm from Cleveland. Cleveland Browns suck. I hate them. But
you know what? Cleveland rocks.
Fuck off. I ain't Drew Carey.
Hey, you got LeBron back, so you should be happy about that.
Oh, yeah. You know, we still can't win anything.
Who's LeBron?
Fuck off. You know, he was around you. He took his talents to South Beach.
I'm in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He lives with Anthony James now.
Oh, gotcha. The Southern twang, you know. But, like, fucking, when he came in, they had all these nicknames for him. And I didn't know why. And everyone was like, oh, because he's so good. He's going to be the next big thing. His first starting game was last year against Cincinnati. And I went there. And right after, I was going to go see a WWE pay-per-view event. So it was going to be an all-day thing, right?
Yeah,
he got literally raped on the field in front of me. And I had good seats. He got...
Like, actually, like Leonardo DiCaprio, like, bear rape? Or...
How did that become a thing? Oh, my God. How did that really happen? No. Somebody said that they're not going to see the movie.
It was a trained
bear. Because Leonardo DiCaprio gets raped by a bear. And it got so big that Warner Brothers had to, like, have their PR guy say, Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't get raped by a bear.
They better give him an Oscar after that.
So now the whole thing is, no, he doesn't get raped by a bear. He gets raped by a bear twice.
He doesn't get raped by one bear.
He gets raped by a two bear.
What the fuck's a two bear? Isn't it like a double-dicked bear?
Yeah, it's for pull-out, you know?
Double the goddamn meat there for him?
Holy shit.
This is for Titanic, bitch.
It's a triborg. It's triborg, you know? Another big movie that's going to come out. I'm thinking about Two Bear. Oh, fuck you. But, like, the Charmin commercial.
You're there wiping their ass trying to get around their two dicks.
You're getting all happy about it, too. Batman vs. Superman.
Holy shit, that trailer.
What the fuck? All right, is that Bizarro? Or is
it
that
was Doomsday, you dumbass.
Doomsday, dumbass. Because when the fuck did Darkseid ever shoot beams out of his eyes and mouth?
Doomsday.
Darkseid does it all the time, actually.
Yeah. Darkseid does it. Bizarro
you just
does
said... Well, it's the, you know, it's Jesse Eisenberg Doomsday, so it's like...
No, it's different. Not. It's Zod Doomsday.
No, I bet Jesse Eisenberg made him, is what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
If God won't do it, the devil will.
I'm sorry, but... You know what? I was sitting there going, okay, maybe Jesse Eisenberg will be good. But in the trailers I've seen, it's like, nope. No, he won't.
I'm excited. I'm excited for it.
He plays a very annoying person.
I'm excited for Ben Affleck.
Yeah, dude. Like, you know what?
Batman looks on point.
When that came out, I forgot what podcast we were on. Combination Live or if it was the Combination podcast. But I'm willing to give him a chance because I could see it, you know? And, like, him being an older version of Bruce Wayne kind of works better. You know, like, he can't be the young guy. He's, like, fucking, what, 40? Like, in real life?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like...
Like, 42 or something like that, yeah.
Like, I could see it. And then him in the suit, man, they put a lot of padding around that neck.
No, come on. If there's anything right about this movie...
Can he turn his head, though, is what I want to know.
I don't think so.
Turn his head in the trailer.
See, it's like the Dark Knight, like, type mask, but because he has humongous triceps on the, like, the suit, they could disconnect the mask so he could turn his head, maybe?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you mean trapezoids.
Yeah.
I said traps.
Right?
You said triceps, but said whatever. We're just gonna let it go.
I said traps. Play it back.
You said triceratops.
New discoveries.
That wasn't it. But like,
that wasn't it. Can you just bring back Moon's theme song?
I can't find it. All right. You know, I've been looking for it, and I can't find it.
Manga Moon.
It's Moon Dude Manga. Manga Moon. No one's going to get what I'm saying.
Yay.
It's sad. It really is.
Comic Nation Podcast. We're back.
I still feel like with Batman and Superman that they're going to just try to put too much into it. I hope I'm wrong, but...
I don't know. I think it's going to be good because I loved Man of Steel, so...
Yeah, I loved Man of Steel, too, man. That was, like,
yeah,
probably...
Yeah, it was great.
That's probably in, like, the number one, like... Number one or number two of my favorite, like, superhero movies.
Yeah,
I'm
but you know
joking.
What sucks? Every comic book creator I know hates Man of Steel.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Like, Superman can't kill. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, you know.
Superman killed Superman, too!
Yeah. He did.
Yeah!
Yeah, but he did it
and
in a nice way.
He did it go around the world.
He did it in a nice way by saying, here you go, down a hole, die.
Down a hole.
Well,
oh, you know what it was? You know what it was? I think it was Dan Slott who, like, posted something up saying, like, oh, there's, like, a deleted scene where they survive or something like that.
No, Dan Slott.
There's
a
deleted scene. He didn't fall into a ball pit, goddammit.
But technically, here's the thing, though. If Zod becomes Doomsday, Superman didn't kill anyone, did he?
Thanks, Lex Luthor, for...
I think it's just fucking up everything. Fucking stupid. People are like, oh, fuck that Superman guy. He saved us from a fucking crazy person. No, let's not remember that part of the story.
You know what I really like, though, about how they're making it to, like, obviously, Bruce Wayne was in Metropolis when it happened. And he hates Superman because he destroyed all that property and all those people, like, died or whatever. They basically took that because everyone who saw the movie got mad about the same thing. So, like, hey, let's get Bruce Wayne to be mad about it, too.
Well, that was the one thing that we all point out. Like, dude, like, that city's gone.
The trailer shows it fucked up. So, I mean, that makes sense, the continuity in the movie. So.
Oh, and another thing. Why is Metropolis and Gotham City, like, literally, like, you can see the other city if you're on the tallest building? They're, like, on the... each end of, like, the shore or something like that. It's, like, they're supposed to be, like, on the other side of the country, right?
No, they never
wasn't Metropolis more, like, in California? And then
That's Coast City. That's Coast City. Coast City is on the far... In the middle is Central City and Keystone. And then on the East Coast, you have Gotham and Metropolis. And they never say where it is. But, like, they're both New York City. One's at night, one's in the daytime.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so, like...
You know what I also hate, though, what they do in DC Comics now is they talk about New York City?
Yeah, what the fuck?
New York City's always been a place in DC.
I know, but, like...
Yes.
Metropolis is, like, New York.
I always thought Gotham was supposed to be New York City.
No,
Metropolis is more like Boston.
There's always been a New York City.
You know, like, Chicago could be Gotham. You know, I guess, because...
That's what they've always announced. That's always been, like... Metropolis is New York, and
Chicago,
but
New York is
Gotham.
Like fucking horrible too, though. Like,
no, not in science.
Chicago is pretty bad.
In comic book rules, it doesn't make sense.
Suicide Slums.
What the fuck is that?
That's a place in Metropolis, dude.
No.
You want to bet?
Don't believe it.
You want to bet?
It's all comic books. It's not real. Not real.
It's not real.
That 550. I bet. I don't give a fuck.
You're insane.
In the membrane.
I don't think I like your attitude.
Yeah. I have problems.
Anyway. You guys read anything
this
week?
I read Justice League.
Tokyo Ghost. Pretty awesome.
I don't know what that fucking whatever.
I read an older issue. Of Batman.
I'm catching up on my... I've been buying the comics digitally now, and I am so behind. I have, like 20 books to read in my, like, little list. And I'm reading trades. I've been catching up and reread The Dark Knight Strikes Again and Dark Knight Returns.
Dark Knight Returns? Yeah,
Dark Knight... Go ahead.
No. Please tell me your thoughts on this new thing that's out.
Dark Knight 3.
I'm sure it's going to be good, but there was so much build up for this first issue and nothing happened.
Welcome to fucking Frank Miller.
Welcome to comic books.
Nothing. Like, literally nothing happened. It was just, like, two dudes texting each other.
Like, they're getting away with saying curse words by just putting FKN and, you know, stuff like that in it.
It's ridiculous. They just need to bring back. They just need to finish All-Star Batman and Robin.
They're
and we need the goddamn Batman back.
They're not
good. They need to do it before Frank Miller's dead, because he looks like he's 90 years old, okay?
He's been, dude, when the first Sin City movie came out, he looked like he was about to die.
It's because Frank Miller has super AIDS.
Wow.
It's all that tiger blood, son. It's all that tiger blood.
Thank God.
rest in peace, Charlie Sheen. Fuck.
A lot of prostitutes sighed when they found out Charlie Sheen has HIV positive.
I want to know this. You know that chick, you know, that was in Ash Sunday? What was her name?
Alexis Bri Texas?
Ellison. Bri Ellison. His girlfriend.
Oh, she's definitely got AIDS now.
No, no, like, I heard that she doesn't, but how can she not have it?
Full-blown butt AIDS.
Well, she was in Ash Sunday.
Hey.
She sounded like Betty Boop. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, Gorham knows way too much about this.
Is a comic book.
He studies pornography.
All right.
Me and Eric study it for about 5 minutes at a time.
Mister, let me explain something.
I lose interest pretty quick.
I know.
I am the only one here that literally has reviewed a porn before. All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, you guys didn't know that? I was Ron Banana. And mind you, one of the biggest highlights in my life was there was a pornographic website that showcased my video.
That was hilarious.
It quoted Ron Banana saying, Ron Banana said.
Wasn't it like the Avengers one or something, or the DC one or something?
It was Batman XXX. said that it's good if you want to see people getting paid.
That was a good movie though.
It was a good parody. It's probably the best parody out there of the 60s Batman show.
The Scooby-Doo one's pretty good.
I think Bri Ellison's in that.
Yep.
Or it's Alexis Texas. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't fucking know.
With her reverse pen, reverse cowgirl.
I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore.
Welcome back to
Comic Porn Reviewers.
No. But I just thought it was funny that I did get mentioned in that vein. It's a fucking porn website. Why?
You reviewed a porn, so.
Yeah, but they quoted Ron Banana. Ron Banana's not a real person. Okay.
Well, probably because not many people review porns, so they probably looked up porn reviewers and you popped up as the only one.
Dude, that got so many hits too. Because people are dumb and they thought it was the actual movie. I'm not fucking with you, man. That's like one of my highest viewed videos. The other thing that's coming out too, a little video game type thing. I know you hate Mortal Kombat, Booster.
Just not a big interest in it.
You like Street Fighter probably better. I don't know.
I love Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom better.
Yeah, but you know that there's three more. I mean, there's another pack out with four new characters.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it.
It's coming out in 2016. And it's weird because Leatherface is going to be one. the Xenomorph, some drunk dude, I forgot what his name is, and Triborg, which is the cyborgs all in one character because, you know, Mortal Kombat. I just think the Xenomorph has Baraka claws because he came out of Baraka.
You want to hear a better announcement? Bayonetta in Smash Brothers, so fuck y'all.
Booster, what's Bayonetta?
Do you guys want to hear an even better announcement than that? They're doing another Shaq Fu.
No,
oh, yeah,
really?
No, they are. I saw it.
What?
Yeah, it's not like Shaq Fu, like the shitty fucking, like you play as a mummy. It's not like that.
What?
I miss that. They need to have Beast and that mummy dude and the cat lady.
What?
I don't remember the rest of them.
I never played Shaq Fu, so.
I had it. It came with a Shaquille O'Neal rap album.
Awesome.
Really? Did they say what was the Space Jam?
I don't think I do.
Is that the right movie where he says, "Welcome to the Space Jam"?
No, that's Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay. You know, everybody get up. It's time to jam now. We got a real thing going down.
Welcome to the Space Jam.
What the hell was that?
What are you, opening Christmas gifts?
Oh,
well, yeah,
gory,
sorry you came across this podcast.
Like I said, I'm building up the clip thing as I'm doing this. So come on.
I really feel like we just picked up where we left off and started talking about not comic books.
But that's what everyone loved about us too. But we're gonna have more comic book stuff.
All 60ers.
So I got a question for you guys because I wasn't into it originally. But did you guys watch Supergirl?
Nope.
I saw the first episode. I liked it. I haven't watched the rest of it. I still need to watch that new, the new Netflix one. What was
Jessica
her name?
Jones. Jessica Jones. That was freaking awesome.
Yeah, I need to watch that too.
Yeah, like Gotham. I've never seen.
Gotham season 2 is pretty good so far. I haven't watched the last episode.
Gotham's
but.
Okay. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like it's a little over the top. And
they're
doing
man.
Weird things.
Penguin is fucking awesome.
Penguin's good. I don't really like what they're doing with Gordon, though. You like you said, you haven't seen.
Yeah, Gordon's a little fucking unhinged.
Yeah.
Every episode, he beats the shit out of someone.
I think Harvey Bullock's the best character, though.
It's because he's you. He looks just like you.
He's pretty cool. I wish I could wear a hat like that and get away with it.
I wish I had a fedora like that.
If I wore that, people would be like, "Why are you wearing that? You look like an idiot." But he wears it.
Because the guy from Blade wore it on the show.
From Blade.
Dude, we're gonna be like gods, man! Woo!
Oh, I forgot he was in that movie.
Yeah.
He's the guy's like, "I got new hands. I don't know which one to kill you with." And he gets them cut off again.
I love it.
shit. Speaking of that,
anyway,
I don't know why Blade just reminded me.
You guys should watch it.
They have a new Blade movie coming out. It's called Blade Goes Back to Jail for Not Doing His Taxes.
Blade Tax Evasion.
It's actually going to be called Blade Undisputed.
Oh, God.
What, really?
No. I'm mixing Blade in the movie Undisputed where he was in prison and he was a boxer. You guys ever saw that movie?
Yes.
Him and Ving Rhames. I wonder if he actually did that in prison, became a boxer.
Hey, is Ving Rhames in any good movies now, or is he just straight to DVD?
He just did Mission Impossible again.
Isn't he dead?
Okay, that doesn't count because that movie was, I don't want to say dumb, but like I hate movies that like try to act smart, but you're like, you never fucking showed that. Like, this is how we did the trap. I'm like, you never showed that. Like, we can't be involved with the thing because, haha, we had a trap door down there. How the fuck
what
did
the
you
fuck?
Think that? The new one.
I honestly, I gotta rewatch it because I just couldn't get into it.
Into what?
Mission Impossible.
I didn't see any of them since Mission Impossible 3.
I didn't see 2 because I'm scared of doves. 3 I didn't see. 4 this one. Isn't this 4? Wait, you don't remember the dove scene in Mission Impossible 2?
It made no sense, but yeah.
Yeah, I know it didn't make sense. It was like stupid. There's a fucking doves when he's about to do a bike, like.
They were slow motion doves,
wait,
too.
A dump scene?
A dove scene.
Alright, someone takes a shit?
No, birds.
A dove.
Oh, okay. You lost my interest. Birds. I was hoping to see a slow motion shitting. That was just me.
Why would you hope to see that?
Because he's Bruce Wayne. Because
I'm 8 years old.
Because I'm a little child. I saw The Martian, which was
good.
Yeah, it was actually
good. That was pretty good.
Matt Damon's
Don't spoil
awesome.
It.
A spoiler, it's not like Inception.
I didn't see...
Or is it? Does he get off the planet?
No, he lands in a bookcase, which is reality, and he can't change anything. Scientifically correct.
I've seen
that
movie three times, and I still don't get it.
What?
I'll explain it to you. What do you not get on Interstellar?
Why was Matthew McConaughey in it?
Whoa, I haven't seen Interstellar.
Wait, you've never seen Interstellar?
No.
He's got a kid now. He's never going to see anything ever again for the rest of his life.
Like, okay, think of Grant Morrison if he made a movie.
I have it on... I bought it digitally. It's sitting on my
Why?
Xbox.
It's on Netflix for free.
No, when it wasn't for free, dummy.
Ooh, dummy. Anyway, but the thing is... The whole thing about that movie is everything is scientifically correct except for the science of what a black
everything.
Hole is. No, nobody knows anything about a black hole, so you could fuck around with it, I guess. The only thing that everyone knows
is if you go
to the middle of a black hole, something called spaghettiing happens to your body. Other than that, nobody knows what would happen. So,
hey, did you see Star Wars yet, Corm?
No.
I went to a black hole once, and I came onto this freaking podcast, so, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You went spaghettiing.
If you guys want to see a good movie, you got to go see Creed, because I know neither of you have probably seen it.
I don't care about movies like that.
Hey, Rocky is a fantastic movie that I have not yet seen Rocky Balboa.
Me
really?
Either.
Yeah, that's the only one I haven't seen. I've seen all the Rambo movies for some reason, but I never saw
What's
Rocky
Rambo?
Creed is really good.
No, I imagine it would be.
I heard it was. I heard Kevin Smith, like, on his podcast just crying over it.
It's very emotional.
Is it?
Interstellar's emotional.
Yeah, but you don't really care about the characters in Interstellar.
Star Wars is very...
Yeah, but
crazy.
Star Wars is pretty emotional because of that one thing that happened with the Ewok.
Matthew McConaughey is...
Some dirty Ewok shenanigans.
I had no idea they were going to make Finn's character like an Ewok raper.
There's hate crimes and like molestation.
That came out of nowhere.
Holy shit.
His name is not Finn the Ewok raper.
Finn the Ewok raper. He's bad as Boba Fett. God.
Hey, were you expecting Boba Fett in the movie?
No, because he's dead.
No, they Disney said that
he's
escaped.
Dead.
No. Yeah, I'm sorry, but what are you gonna do? Have geriatric Boba Fett because he's gonna be like in his 70s.
Yeah.
No. Kylo Ren is Boba Fett. Spoiler.
Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren is every character you were hoping was in the movie.
Kylo Ren is really cool, though. I gotta.
Do you know who Kylo Ren really is? Is
yes.
Chewbacca. Kylo Ren is Chewbacca.
If you shave Chewbacca, you get Kylo Ren. What the fuck was that? Did you fart?
No, that was you breaking the script.
Shut up.
Space invaders. It's all a dream. I blew everyone's eardrums.
Watch out. Corb on the soundboard.
So anyway, we're running out of time here on this introduction thing where we didn't talk about
it. And what an introduction it was.
We basically talked about how we hate all comic books that are out right now. And we don't like any movies. We don't like anything. We hate comics. We hate movies.
I haven't seen any movies.
We do like kittens, though. Kittens are good.
No. Cyborg.
Kill those asshole kittens.
Cyborg kittens. We got to bring that back.
Cyborg kitty, yeah. We'll bring them back.
And Bayonetta in Smash Brothers. That's cool.
Nobody cares about Smash Brothers.
No one cares about your life.
That's true. Know what I care about?
New discoveries. The Outback is full of them.
I'm sorry.
We can do those
sound clips. I know. I got to do better now.
How is that the one clip you still have?
I don't know. I think it was from the other podcast because he's like, insert this. And then that was the only time I actually did that. So, wow. Yeah. So let's do some marketing here. If you guys go to the comicnation.com, we will have actual articles on there about comic books and other stuff.
Yes, I'm posting one article a week if I can.
Yeah.
At least.
I mean, I'll start writing probably in 2016. But, like, video-wise, I'll probably put something out this week, maybe. I don't know. I was debating because I haven't reviewed any other movies that came out this year other than Avengers and Fantastic Four. So, Fantastic.
Fan-four-tastic.
No, it's fan.
Fan-four-stick.
Fan-four-stick. There you go.
God, that was such a shitball movie, dude.
I did not see it.
Literally a month after it came out on DVD. It's out on DVD right now. What the fuck?
It is.
Just for the holiday season.
How did they even get the funding to make the DVDs and Blu-rays for that movie?
I want to know this, though. How does that director feel that these, Star Wars is making all this money and he won't be a part of it now because he made this piece of shit?
Yeah, did you hear about that? He got kicked off of making Rogue One or something.
Yeah,
thank God.
No, Episode 8. He was going to be directing Episode 8.
Ugh.
Are you sure? I thought it was going to be a spinoff.
Maybe it was a second spinoff. I don't the anthology film. I don't know.
It was going to be a spinoff. They were going to give it to him, and then they found out what he was doing on the set. He was drunk half the time, I guess.
Really? I heard that he just couldn't get anything done because of the studio.
No, that's what he said.
Oh,
of
okay.
course, that's what he said.
I couldn't get anything done because the studio wouldn't supply me with alcohol, so I couldn't.
Yeah, they said the thing had to be a big guy. I wanted him to be a teddy bear. I forgot
I
where.
I was just gonna make him a big
sign.
Old guy.
I'm just gonna make the Human Torch.
I'm gonna make a Wire in the Stars.
Oh, yay. Wait. Dr. Doom, he's not going to have a dick either.
So, where can they find you, Quorum TV?
They can find me on the YouTube by going on Quorum TV. I'm going to regularly start putting out crap again.
Yeah, you will put out crap.
Yeah, I'm going to do some animations, too. It's going to be fun. You know, also, you can check out me, Eric, and also Booster on hugenerd.net. Make sure to go to that website. Support it and say how great the Comic Nation is. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to literally make a war again. I don't know why. It always happens.
I don't either.
There's nobody, there's no one facing us, but yet I still need a challenge.
I watch out. I mean, Huge Nerd does have that puppet, so.
I want that puppet.
What the fuck is that?
It's a puppet.
Okay. We did a podcast with him. It was great.
Yeah, I immediately turned it off.
Eric! Where can they find you?
I don't even know anymore. I think I'm on the YouTube still, Comic Creators Reviews. And then, obviously, right here with you guys, just hanging out in my boxers.
Yeah, hopefully you can come in on time so we don't look like jackasses when we start the live show.
I was busy just doing things and
fuck
stuff.
You!
And then you can find my articles. I have a couple articles on Huge Nerd right now. The Flash, I was reviewing that show for a while. So you can check it out. I tried to write, but I don't know how to read. So.
I never did how to read. And Booster, where can they find your...
TheComicNation.com, of course, and... You can find me on the Booster Cola Facebook.
Can I call you Booster Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Please.
Please. That's Mr. Brewster to you, son. Discipline's gonna
drop my stormtrooper.
Anyway, from all of us here on the Combination Radio Show now, we'll be back relatively on a weekly basis. More than that, too, we're gonna have like kind of side episodes, so we don't kind of waste all this.
Yes, and I have an interview planned with a comic book creator.
There you go. See, so check out for that. So make sure you subscribe to this feed, because we're going to have a bunch of episodes. So, yeah. So until next time, take care and keep reading those comics.
Go see Star Wars.
Don't see it.
Big old dick.
Hey, Kylo Ren has a lightsaber.
Spoiler alert.
I fucking hate.